This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Bruchim Abam, welcome everyone. We continue in Daf HaShavua. Tonight we're doing Masechta Yevamos, Daf Ayin Beis Amud Beis. We begin Ayin Beis Amud Aleph on three lines from the bottom. Lema Ketanoi, let us say it is a Machlokes Tanoim. Rav Huna said before that someone who pulls his foreskin and it looks like he doesn't have a Mila, he only requires Mila Midrabanan, and he's not to eat Shum Midrabanan. Well, that seems to be the subject of a Machlokes Tanoim. Lema Ketanoi, Mashaych, somebody who pulls his Arla, Venoilet Kshumahol, or someone who is born when they're in Aral. Now there's a question whether this is in the Gersa, the Marshal takes it out. Someone who is born when they're circumcised, so they just need Hatafas Dan Bris, the Gershin is Gayer, and a Ger who converts, Kishu Mahol, when he converted. In other words, a Ger who converted when he was already circumcised, the Katan Sha'avarz Manoi, or a Katan who the time has passed. In other words, a katan who the eighth day passed and hasn't had a mila, so now he's having an amila after this man. And anyone else who needs a mila. And the Gemara chimes in, explaining the braisa, to include someone who has two arlois, is only circumcised during the day. Now, what's the case of someone who has two arlois? Rashi says it's someone who has two foreskins, one on top of the other. Others learn it's someone who has two avarim. So they can only do mila during the day. So all these above cases, even though it's not a typical case of mila, they can only do mila during the day. Rev Elazar, Rev Shimon, Omer, Rev Elazar, Rev Shimon says, Bizmanoi, when you do Mila Bizmana, you can only do it during the day. Shaloi Bizmana, but Mila Shaloi Bizmana ni Mila Biyom Uvalaila. They could do Mila during the day and the night. My love, Baha Kamiflagi, is it not that this is what they argue in? That what's Machlok is Tanakama and Rav Elazar b'Rav Shimon, that the Mar Savar Moshech Doi Raisa, the Tanakama holds that if someone pulls their arla, that mila is dairaisa, and therefore it can only be done during the day. Well, Marsav and Rebbe Elazar Shimon holds Mashaych Durabanan. Someone who pulls their arla is only Durabanan, and therefore their mila could be b'yayim uvalayla. Says Gemara, that's not the only type of mila that Rebbe Elazar Shimon says could be b'layla. He also says Katan Sha'avarz Manoi. A katan who has mila shloi bizmanoi could be belayla. But tizbro is a logical katan shav bizmanoi. Mi yikul man d'amr d'rabanan. A katan that the zman has passed, is there a man d'amr that says that for them mila is only d'rabanan? Ella, rather, dekule alma, everyone holds. Meshach d'rabanan. You could say even the Tanakama holds, if someone pulls their arla, it's only d'rabanan. The katan shav bizmanoi, d'iraisa. And a katan that the zman has passed, is d'iraisa. Bahacha bahacha mifugay. Here, this is what they argue on. Mar savar darshinoin uviyayim. One man de amar, the Tanakama holds, we darshin, that not only is mila bizmanay biyayim, but all mila is biyayim, and therefore we darshin ubiyayim, that mila is always biyayim. Mar savar rabbelezer b'shimon holds, loy darshin ubiyayim. He holds, we're not darish ubiyayim. Ki ha di yasiv rabbi yoicharan v'kadarish, like rabbi yoicharan was sitting and darshaning, noisar bizmanoi, noisar being burnt on its day, meaning when is noisar bizmanoi? On the very day that it's left over. Einoi nisrof el b'yom is only burnt on the day. Rabbi Yochanan darshaned, noisar on the day it got left over is only burnt on that day. Shaloi bizman, but if it's not during this man, nisraf beim b'yom beim b'layla is burnt both during the day and at night. So noisar is according to Rabbi Yochanan, is only has to be burnt b'yom on the day that it's burnt, because the pasuk says Ish mizer aron vutzaro izav kachem lo yechal arash yitvanegeh. It's the pasuk by noisar is v'hanoisar by yom hashlishi ba'esh tisareif, And therefore, hi Michael, how you doing? The pasuk by Noisar, hopefully this time we'll get the Rabbi Akiva part. The pasuk by Noisar is indicating that only biyoyim, only on the day that it becomes Noisar, does it have to be burnt during the day, but any subsequent day, it could even be Belaila. The Eisvei, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar challenged Rabbi Yochanan. He said, why would Noisar only on the day have to be during the day, and on subsequent opportunities, it could even be Belaila? But Rabbi Lazar asked Rabbi Yochanan, we know when it says Biyoyim, we darshan, always to be marbe, always has to be during the day. Ein li ela, we darshan by mila, it says uveyam hashmini, ein li ela nimal hashmini. I only know if someone was circumcised on the eighth day, shein nimal ela biyam, that he could only be circumcised during the day. Minayin la rabbis, la tisha, la asara, la achad asar, la shneim asar. How do you know mila, let's say on the ninth, mila on the ninth, is the scenario is where if a child is born bein hashmashos, you have to push it off to the next day. Or what's mila on the 10th? If a child is born bein hashmashos Friday night, you have to push it off to the Shabbos has to be pushed off to Sunday, which is the 9th. If the day, which is the 10th, meaning if a child is born bein hashmashos, you can't do it on Friday, you have to, and you can't do it Shabbos, so you would have to do it the next Sunday. If Sunday is Yom Tov, then it gets pushed off to Monday, which is the 11th. And if Sunday and Monday is Rosh Hashanah, it gets pushed off to the 12th. How do you know it's only during the day? Talmud Loimar, therefore, teaches Ubiyoyim, and on the day. Vafil Laman Deloy Darash, Vav. Even according to the opinion that doesn't darshan vav hey darish by noisar, where it says viha noisar, we darshan that certainly, even though it's not the very day that it was left over, it has to be burnt on. It always has to be during the day. Now Rabbi Yochanan did not respond to this drasha of Rabbi Elazar. Rashi says stam Rabbi Elazar in Shas is the student of Rabbi Yochanan, namely Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas. Stam Rabbi Elazar of the Mishnah and Abraisa is Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua, which is an important yediya to know. Stam Rabbi Elazar as an Amoira is Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas, the student of Rabbi Yochanan. Stam Rabbi Elazar in the Mishnah is Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua, not Rabbi Elazar Bereb Shimon. It's interesting. In the Brice on the beginning of, on the bottom of the Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, we had Rabbi Elazar Bereb Shimon. The reason it has to say Rabbi Elazar Bereb Shimon is because Stam Rabbi Elazar is Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua, and Stam Rabbi Elazar in the Gemara is Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas. Anyway, Rabbi Yochanan, so to speak, commented seemingly disparagingly on what Rabbi Elazar Bar Pedas said, Amar le Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan said to Rish Lakish, Ro'isi leben Pedas, did you see Ben Pedas? Sheyoyshe v'doyresh, he's sitting and darshening, Kemoisha mipia gvura, like Moses from the Lord. It's like he's making up his own drushas. So Rish Lakish said, Amar le Rish Lakish, didehi, is Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas saying his own drushas? Masnisa, he's saying a braisa. Hecha tanale. So Rabbi Yochanan said, where did Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas learn this? Where is it taught? Where is this drasha taught? He said, "B'Taras Kohanim." In Taras Kohanim. Nafak, he went out. Tanya, B'Tlasa Yoyme. He learned the whole Taras Kohanim in 3 days. Not only that, V'Savra B'Tlasa Yachi, and he mastered its logic in 3 months. The bottom line is, it seems that everybody should agree it's interesting, the Gemara says that the machloikis is whether you darshan ubiyayim, and then the Gemara says, like in the scenario of Rabbi Yochanan, where there seemed to be a difference of opinion whether you darshan ubiyayim. But ultimately, the Gemara says that there's a Taras Kayanim that we do darshan biyayim. So, No problem. So this is just an illustration that the drasha of Ubayim is somewhat questionable. Okay, now we move on to the next sugya. Hopefully we could get the Gemara's question on Rabbi Akiva clear. The Gemara says as follows. Amar Rabbi Elazar. So I guess this is a Gemara, and Stam Rabbi Elazar is Rabbi Elazar ben Bar Pedas, ben Pedas. Arel Shehiza has also Geshera. An Arel who sprinkles the ashes of the Paraduma, the sprinkling is kosher. Why? Midi dahava atfol yaim. Because why would an Arel be any worse than a tfol yaim? Sha'afal pisha also betruma, even though a tfol yaim, someone who went to the mikvah and is waiting for Har of Shemesh, even though a tfol yaim is asar betruma, kosher bepara, tfol yaim is allowed to sprinkle the ashes of the paraduma. Ma litfol yaim. So that's the Gemara's drasha, that an Arel is no worse than a tfol yaim. A tfol yaim, even though he can't touch truma, he's aser b'truma, he's kosher to sprinkle the ashes of paraduma. A tfol yaim, a tfol yaim is aser b'truma and his mutter and the ashes could sprinkle the ashes of the paraduma. So therefore, an Arel who's aser b'truma should also be able to sprinkle the ashes of the paraduma. So Gemara says that's not comparable because mal tfol yom shekein moter b'maser. A tfol yom is allowed to eat maser sheni, and an arel is not allowed to eat maser sheni. So the tfol yom has that kula that a arel does not have. So the Gemara says, "Atu anan la'achila kamrinam." Are we discussing the ability to eat a paraduma? If we were giving a heter to eat the paraduma, then you could say, a tfol yom could eat ma'aser sheni, and an arel can't eat ma'aser sheni, so maybe a tfol yom could eat the paraduma, and a arel can't eat the paraduma. But we're not giving a heter to eat the paraduma, we're giving a heter to sprinkle. So therefore, the inability of the tfol yom to eat ma'aser sheni is irrelevant. Anan l'negia kamrinan. And we make the following kavachomer. Umat tfol yoim sha'asar b'negia, if a tfol yoim, then you're not allowed to touch the truma. A tfol yoim cannot touch truma. Mutter b'para, he could sprinkle the ashes of paraduma. Arel shemutter b'negia, an arel that's allowed to touch truma, ain't oidin shemutter b'para. All the more so, he should be allowed to sprinkle the ashes of the paraduma. So in other words, a tfol yoim can't touch truma, but could sprinkle the ashes of the paraduma. An Arel who could touch Truma, all the more so, he should be able to sprinkle the ashes of Paraduma. Tanya Nami Hachi, we learned in a brace like this as well. Arel Shehiza, an Arel that sprinkles, has a Asai Keshera. His sprinkling is good. The story happened and the Chachamim were Machshir his sprinkling. So now the Gemara is going to challenge this, that it's not Pasha that an Arel could sprinkle the ashes of Paraduma. Meisvei, Tumtum Shekidesh, a Tumtum who is Mekadesh, the ashes of the Paraduma, which means he sprinkled the ashes of Paraduma in water, Kidushai Pasol. His sprinkling is Pasol, Mimneshu Safek Arel, because he might be an Arel. We don't know what gender he is. The Arel Pasol Lekadesh. And an Arel is Pasol to sprinkle the ashes of Paraduma, which is against what we just said, what Rebbe Lozer said, and the Braisa before. Androgynous, an androgynous who has both simanim, and he had a mila, shekidesh, kidushay kasher. Because even if he's a man, he is circumcised. If he's a woman could sprinkle the ashes of paraduma. Could mix the ashes of paraduma. Rebbe Yehuda Omer, af androgynous, shekidesh, kidushav psulan. Rabbi Yehuda says, even an androgynous that sanctified the ashes by putting the ashes in the water, his kedushin is pasul. Why? Mimnei safek isha, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, v'isha psula milakadish. But bottom line is, we learned an Arel cannot mix the ashes of paraduma, not like Rabbi Elazar said earlier, not like the Tanya Namihachi, Katani Miha, Arel, we learned that an Arel, v'safek Arel, pasul milakadish. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef is not a problem. Hai Tana, Tana Dvei Rabbi Kivahu. This Tana, who holds an Arel cannot sprinkle the ashes of the Paraduma is Rabbi Akiva. Demarbe leila Arel ketame. Rabbi Akiva is marbe an Arel like a tame. And just like a tame can't touch Truma, an Arel can't touch Truma. Listen to this. The Aruch HaNer explains as follows. The whole logic of why an Arel should be able to sprinkle the ashes of Paraduma is if a Tful Yoim, who can't touch Truma, could sprinkle a Arel who could touch Truma, certainly could sprinkle. But according to Rabbi Akiva, the same way a Tamei can't touch Truma, an Arel can't touch Truma. So now the Kal V'Chomer is out of the waters. The whole Kal V'Chomer is the fact that an Arel could touch Truma. But according to Rabbi Akiva, it was Marba Arel Ketamei, an Arel can touch Truma. The Tanya Rabbi Akiva Omer, Ishish L'Rabbeis Ha'Arel. But according to the other Tana, who learns out that a Arel cannot eat Truma from the Karban Pesach, we don't know anything about touching. An Arel doesn't have a din of a Tamei. So now, here, this is the question we had a difficult time with. Hopefully, we could explain it to some extent. Amar Rava, Hava Yosef Nekameh de Rabbi Yosef. I was sitting before Rabbi Yosef, Kashali, and I had the following question. If, in fact, it's possible to say that a Mishnah goes like Rabbi Akiva, then why are Tanoim so reluctant to use the following expression, Arel V'Tameh? If only it would use the expression, Arel V'Tameh, then we would know it goes according to Rabbi Akiva. But in fact, in Mishnayos, we don't find the expression Arel V'Tameh. Why? Because the Mishnayos don't go like Rabbi Akiva in this regard. V'kashali, loy l'shtame tana, the Tana should not avoid using the expression Arel V'Tameh, v'lisnei Arel V'Tameh, it should say Arel V'Tameh, v'leimer Rabbi Akiva. And we would say it's Rabbi Akiva. It must be the reason we don't use this expression, because not a valid possibility to say that a Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva. So Gemara asks, what do you mean? We do find a Mishnah that uses the expression Arel V'Tameh. V'loi, V'akatani Arel V'Tameh, P'tor min Ariya. It says an Arel, someone who's uncircumcised or Tameh, is Pata from Ria. Says the Gemara, no, there it's not because they have the same din. There it's because the Arel is disgusting, but it's not because of Rabbi Akiva's logic that an Arel and Tameh have the same halachic status. Hosam Yishim Damas. Now, the Braisa brought a difference of opinion. The Tanakhama held a androgynous could mix the ashes. Apparently an Akeva could mix the ashes. And Rabbi Huda held an androgynous cannot. Says Gemara V'Azul Tameh, they go according to their reasoning. What's that? What does it mean they go according to their reasoning? The Tanya, we learned in Braisa, Hakol Ksherin Lekadesh. Anyone could sprinkle the ashes of Paradum in the waters, Chutz Mecheri Shait B'Katan, except for a deaf mute and a fool and a katan. But that implies a woman could sprinkle the ashes. She's a kasher. Rabbi Huda Machsher B'Katan. Rabbi Huda says a katan could do it. But he says a woman cannot. Now, Uva androgynous my time derabanan. What's the reason why Taka derabanan say a woman could and androgynous could? Dechsiv, it says vilakhu, they should take la tame for the tame person. May afrasrif asachatos. Who's they? Isn't they going on the one who gathered the ashes? The asaf, and we know the asaf could be anybody, even a woman, because it says ish. Ish excludes a katan, but it includes a woman. So when it says v'lakhu, it's even going on the woman. So my tan derabandach says v'lakhu la tameh me'afar srefas achatos hanoch tepasli ba'asifa psulen b'kiddush. Those that are puzzled to gather are puzzled to sanctify. Hanoch tekshirin ba'asifa ksherin b'kiddush. Those are able who are able to gather are able to sanctify. That means a woman could mix the ashes of the paraduma, but a katan can't. Rabbi Huda Amar Lacha, Rabbi Huda would say no. The fact that it says meaning Rabbi Huda is of the opinion a katan can, but not a woman. Rabbi Huda says Rabbi Huda Amar Lacha Mkein Neima Kra V'Lakach. If so, that a woman was able to. If in fact a katan cannot mix the ashes of paraduma, then it should say vilakach, and he takes. My vilakhu, why plural? The plural is coming to include even someone who was not able to gather the ashes of paraduma, he could still put it in the waters. So the word vilakhu is marbe. It's marbe even a katan. Even though the katan cannot gather, the katan can mix. So the question is, so then a woman also, if it's even including a katan, then it should for sure include a woman. A woman was allowed to gather. Yachi ishanami. No, it says vinasan v'loy vinasna. It says vinasan. The fact that it says v'lakhu and then vinasan and not vinasna, that teaches a woman can't put it in. Now, what would the Rabbanon say about vinasan? The Rabbanon would say that vinasan is not excluding a woman, but rather it had to say v'lakhu and then vinasan. Rabban ikse v'lakach vinasan, I would have thought one person takes it and one person puts it. Because if both were written in singular, I would think one person takes it and one person puts it. Hava amino shakol chad v'yod chad. One takes it and one puts it. Kasa rachman v'lakhu, therefore the merciful one wrote, and they will take it, to indicate even two people could take the ashes of the paraduma. But you would think, if it says v'nasnu, then two also have to put it. Because rachmana v'lakhu v'nasnu, hava amino deshakli tre v'yavi tre. Two people could take it, two people could give it. Kasa rachmana v'lakhu v'nasan, that even the afilu shakli tre v'yavchad, two could take it, one could put it. So let's just clarify. According to the Rabbanan, why could a woman mix the ashes of paraduma? The word vilakhu says anyone who could gather could mix. However, a woman was allowed to gather because it said tahar, so she's tahar. A katan was not allowed to gather because it said ish. So anyone who could gather could mix. A woman could gather, she could mix. A katan could not gather, so therefore a katan cannot mix. However, Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that the v'lakhu is marbe, even someone who is pasul, namely a katan, but not a woman. Because a woman is excluded. We're not going to include a woman. She's excluded because it says after v'lakhu v'nasan. And the Rabbanon say no. V'lakhu v'nasan tells me a very important thing. That two could do one part of it and one could do the other. Rashi explains any part of it could be done by two and any part of it could be done by one. Okay. So that's Daf Ayin Beis Amud Beis. Hopefully this coming week we could be on to a regular schedule. Thanks for joining. And have a great Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.